Let's dive straight into that story now about Janusz Walos. He's due to be released on Thursday this week. And now there's a conversation around whether he should stay in the country, whether he should not. The Department of Home Affairs has granted Walos an exemption to serve his parole period in South Africa. He's Polish born. He had his South African citizenship revoked in 2017. The exemption contained a condition that Walos may not use any travel document or passport issued by the Embassy of Poland. Personally, my take on this is that Walos is a hero in Poland. If he goes back to Poland and he celebrates it in the streets, that is going to look terrible for our government and for the decision to release him. And I think that's why there's the scrambling going on. Julian Knight, who's the attorney for Janusz Walos, spoke to my colleague on 702, Bongani Bingwa, this morning. He spoke about the fact that this is an unlawful decision to keep Walos in the country. Have a listen.
In my view, the Minister of Home Affairs' decision is actually unlawful because the Act clearly, the section upon which the Minister seeks to rely starts with the premise, upon application, the Minister may, under certain conditions determined by him or her, allow a distinguished person, and then it goes on. But the premise of the argument is that it has to be upon application. Now, no application has been made by Mr. Walos to the Minister of Home Affairs.
Aren't they arguing, Julian, that this is in fact something that was granted earlier based on a previous parole application?
No. What happened with the previous parole application, if you go back to 2015 when Judge Van Nieuwenhuizen granted Walos parole, at that stage there was an application for leave to appeal that was lodged by government and Mrs. Harney and the Communist Party. At that stage, the Minister of Home Affairs, and I think it was Mr. Igaba at the time, revoked his citizenship on the basis that he had committed this heinous crime all those years ago.
That's Julian Knight, who is the attorney for Janusz Walos, speaking to Bongani Bingwa earlier today. The Home Affairs Department is saying that the Embassy of the Republic of Poland believes that if Walos is deported to Poland, he won't serve any parole in the Republic of Poland. The minister, Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi, spoke to the SABC saying they've given Walos an exemption to serve his parole. He's asked for deportation. They gave him an exemption. Have a listen to that.
Application that, look, I want to be deported once I get parole is not in line with the Correctional Services Act, which said once you are released on parole, you have got to serve that parole in the country, in this country where you committed the act. So it would have been very wrong for any one of us to grant him what he said, so that he shouldn't be serving in the country. But at any rate, remember he said, I'm asking for deportation or alternatively an exemption. And we have chosen to give him an exemption. Because if you look at my statement, I said it's in the interest of justice because of this heinous act of killing one of the icons of liberation, whereby South Africa was on the verge of civil war.
Home Affairs Minister Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi speaking to the SABC there. Let's get reactions to that now from the SACP National Spokesperson, Alex Mashilo. Alex, good afternoon. Thank you for your time today. What is the view of the SACP here? Do you believe that Janusz Walos should be kept in the country on parole or that he should be deported to Poland?
Firstly, I must say the judgment of the Constitutional Court on this matter is disappointing, and in a way it created the situation we are talking about, because it overturned several other judgments, including the Supreme Court of Appeals judgment, where this matter was argued. And when this matter was argued at the Supreme Court of Appeal, we did not know that Janusz Walos, convicted assassin, citizenship of South Africa was revoked. We considered that to be an irregular act because when you release him on parole, where is the man going to serve the parole? Which county is the man going to serve the parole? Because at this moment, he may not be a citizen of Poland. He may not be a citizen of South Africa. So in making its judgment, the Constitutional Court did not pay attention to some of the arguments that were made in the lower court.
Okay, Alex, just be that as it may, what is the position of the SACP? Do you want him here? Do you want him to go to Poland?
No. That is the wrong question.
Oh, thank you for that.
The point is that as the SACP and the Hani family, we opposed parole for Janusz Walus. And one of the grounds on which we opposed parole was this question. Now, you can't ask us whether we want him gone or not when our position is that he must remain in prison.
I appreciate you want him to remain in prison. I get that. I know that. But now that we're in this position and we find ourselves here and the court has made this decision, do you agree with the Minister of Home Affairs that he should be given this exemption and that he should stay here?
I disagree with Janusz Walus' lawyer, because if you read the Constitutional Court judgment, it said on the conditions to be determined by the Minister of Justice. It didn't just say granting parole. It says the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services must determine the conditions. And if you are on parole, you did not finish your sentence. You must finish your sentence. That is what we are fighting for Janusz Walus to finish his sentence. So to be placed on parole does not mean you have finished your sentence. So our message to the South Africans who have not followed the case is that when you are placed on parole, you must finish your sentence. So, and our argument was that he must finish his sentence while in prison. Now that we are dealing with parole here, our argument still remains that he must finish his sentence. Releasing him from South Africa is to violate our position that he must finish his sentence. Because as soon as you leave him, you let him leave South Africa, then he won't finish his sentence. He's no longer on parole. That will be a violation of the very same disappointing judgment issued by the Constitutional Court.
Alex, thank you for that clarity. Alex Mashilo, SACP national spokesperson, explaining. Of course, the SACP is very strongly opposed to parole at all. They want him to stay in prison. But now we're in this position. The Constitutional Court made the decision on the law that Janusz Walus is being granted parole. And now the question is, does he serve his parole in South Africa or does he get sent to Poland? And the Home Affairs Minister, as we heard there, is saying, we're giving Janusz Walus an exemption to serve his parole in South Africa. And his lawyer is saying he wants him to go to Poland according to the law. That should happen. What do you think about that?